up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And the time is upon us once again for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Got records, gotta play them. Even though the weather outside here in northern Minnesota is crappy today, I'm going to do a fantastic show for you anyway. What the heck? According to my calculations, no matter when you happen to hear this show, you're hearing it during what we're going to call Thanksgiving week, which means you could be hearing it early in the week before Thanksgiving, or you could be hearing it later in the week after Thanksgiving, which means Christmas songs are on the horizon, ladies and gentlemen, and I just can't hide from it anymore. We're going to have a 78 of the week this week. Our 78 this week is going to be a sleigh ride polka, which is almost a Christmas song, but not really. See, a lot of people, like half your Christmas songs are really winter songs. Frosty the Snowman, nothing to do with Christmas. I know they put Santa Claus in that cartoon, but the song didn't have any Santa Claus in it. It was clearly a song about a snowman. Winter Wonderland, song about snow. All those songs. Marshmallow World, song about snow. They have nothing to do with Christmas. So I'm going to sneak one of those in here in our Thanksgiving week show, and then we'll start pulling out the Christmas polkas next week. So let's get rolling anyway. This is the WOPA Polka. It's Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. And I don't know what WOPA might stand for, but I know that years ago, back when this record was made, for example, it was a call letters of a radio station. So maybe. Don't know. But anyway, here's Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. Sometimes it's just the regular Harmony Boys. So these guys must be special. That is the WOPA Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. For those of you dying to find out how my surgery went, I can't tell you because I'm doing this show ahead of time. Cheating a little bit. Having a bunch of shoulder repair surgery stuff done. And I thought, you know, because everyone you talk to tells you a different story about something when it's medical. You ever notice that? I feel like, oh, you're going to be laid up for months, or I was good in 4 days and whatever. So since I have no idea what to expect because everybody's got a different story, I thought, you know, I'm just going to work ahead a little bit because I'm worried because, you know, you can't lift up your right arm for a period of time. And I don't know how long that time is, whether it's, you know, 3 days, a week, a month or whatever. And I'm not going to be able to get to one of these turntables if I can't lift my right arm. So I thought, we'll just plan ahead so I know I got it covered. So maybe by next week's show, I'll give you a little update and I'll tell you how long it really took to heal. And then you can tell everybody you heard my story and then compare that to everyone else's story and realize they're all different. It depends on what needs to be done and who does it. That's my theory. Anyway, let's do Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes. It's the My Buddy Joe Polka.
Jedna ciągnie, drugą rzeszci, aż mnie piorą dupie czeszci. Jak ty babi mnie złapali, wszystkie luce nożci mali. Jak mi się potki zesrali, tak se sraczką uciekali. Jedna ciągnie, drugą rzeszci, aż mnie piorą dupie czeszci. Jak ty babi mnie złapali, wszystkie ludze nożci mali. Jak mi się potki zesali, tak se sraczką uciekali. A co w dupie nie schodziło, to jak piorą wychodziło. A jak dupinią pąkali, wszystkie ludze nożci mali.
There you go. Good old Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes Orchestra coming to you from Wisconsin on that one. And that is the My Buddy Joe Polka. Trying to remember where they are in Wisconsin. I used to always remember this. Stevens Point, I think. Or is that where the record company is? I don't know, but I'm thinking Stevens Point is the right answer somewhere in there. So, yeah, how the heck you doing anyway? Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum and invite you to check them out. 1,400 accordions on display. That's a couple of them. They got the concert hall. They got the research materials. They got the accordion repair and technician school. They got the gift shop where they sell all kinds of cool musical-related merchandise, not just related to accordions, of course. And they have, like, accordion fixing tools and stuff. Check them out. Pay them a visit if you get the opportunity. Maybe not something you want to do over the winter. Maybe you do. Superior, Duluth, that area, fabulous in the winter. It's spectacular, beautiful hills and frozen waterfalls are cool, man. But you got to be prepared for the weather. Anyway, you check them out online while you're sitting in your pajamas drinking coffee. That's what I do. And they're online at worldofaccordions.org. All right? Just worldofaccordions.org will take care of it for you. Do it. Here's Whoopi John and the orchestra. It's the Pepper Upper Polka.
Thank you.
Rabbit, Whoopi and the Orchestra, and the Pepper Upper Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. How the heck you doing this week? We're just cooking our way right into the holiday season. Have you noticed how that sneaks up on you? One day it's a normal day, and the next day it's Christmas. You know, because they kind of skip over Thanksgiving most of the time anyway. And the next thing you know, all those Christmas commercials are hitting you. I think I saw my first one like a month ago or so. I was like, what, are you kidding me? And now it's just like, yeah, makes sense to me. Of course, now we're in Thanksgiving week, so what do you expect? But just seems every year it seems like they get a jump on it sooner. You know, why don't we just keep it all up all the time? You could spread out your shopping over the year and it won't be a crunch on the budget. It'd be fantastic, huh? Here's Tony Omerzo and his polka band. Omerzo, yeah, that's what it says. This is the Quack Quack Polka. Yeah, see, and that's one of those misleading songs like we've talked about before. When you're doing an instrumental, you can call it anything, and it seems legit, even if it's ridiculous, because that was the Quack Quack Polka. I didn't hear one darn duck in the whole show. How about you, huh? Anyway, there you have Tony Omerzo and his polka band. This is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're hanging out for another week, listening to the great old-time records from the good old days. You know, we play records from, I guess we get up into the 80s occasionally because they were still making records into the 80s. And, you know, we go all the way back. We do 78 every week. Now we started that about a year ago. So we can go back to the 30s, heck, even the 20s when you start getting out the 78s. We do have a 78 coming up in the show this week. And as we always do, we will have a waltz in the show this week. I think I'm going with a waltz from Fritz Bechtel and his orchestra. So waltz fans, stand by for that coming up right now. This one is another one now that I've played for years. I have Ice Cubes and Beer Part 2. And I always thought to myself, somewhere there has to be a record that's labeled Ice Cubes and Beer Part 1. But out of all these bajillions of records, I've never seen anything labeled Ice Cubes and Beer Part 1. And you know why? I figured it out. It is a flash of lightning. One of those giant brain burst minutes. It's because these guys did Ice Cubes and Beer Polka Part 2 as an answer song to Part 1. So when the original song was done, nobody knew there was going to be a Part 2. So they didn't have to call it Part 1 because they didn't know better. That makes sense. Now I feel at peace with myself on this controversy. Here's Ray Brunzelic and the orchestra. It's the Ice Cubes and Beer Polka Part 2.
Ice Cubes and Beer Part 2. Woo-hoo!
agreed and settled down. We have five children running around. They like to holler, they like to cheer. They even sing our ice cubes and beer. We go out dancing Saturday night. I order scotch and she starts to fight. She says, oh Johnny, why not be nice? Buy me some beer with lots of ice. Ice cubes and beer, boys, ice cubes and beer. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer. She is my honey, I love her dear. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer. By and we're getting old. She still drinks beer and she likes it cold. She don't like whiskey, she don't like wine. It's ice cubes and beer, oh, all of the time. Ice cubes and beer, boys, ice cubes and beer. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer. She is my sweetheart, I love her dear. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer.
There you go. Now you know the rest of the story. As Paul Harvey used to say, Ray Budzulik in the orchestra, Ice Cubes and Beer Part 2 on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Yeah, I'm going to play another typical record next because I can never bring myself to play the other side because the A-side's one of my favorites. But let's mention that you can make requests, dedications, comments, questions, whatever. Get in touch with the Zumpa Hour, basically, in a number of different ways. You can leave a voice or a text message to area code 218-259-2985, all right? That's 218-259-2985. Or if you're feeling spunky, you can send an email to jazumpahour@aol.com. Or you could try for Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those ways. Looking to find out more about a band or a record, or you have a request, or the band you haven't heard for a long time, you'd like to hear them do a tune, just get a message to me and I'll see what I can do for you, all right? I had planned to play the Swedish Polka by Lawrence Dukow and the Red Raven Orchestra. I have the record right here with the Swedish Polka side up. But see, I know darn well that Just Another Polka is on the A side, and I like Just Another Polka. It's one of my favorite records. So, of course, you're going to miss out on the Swedish Polka again while I play the A side.
This is just another polka, just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No!
Just another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my arm. Just another polka,
play the Six Fat Dutchman polka!
Just another polka.
Play Frankie Yankovic's polka.
Another polka.
Play Romy Gaz's polka.
Just another polka.
Play Johnny Pecan's polka.
Thank you. another polka. Play Whoopi John's polka.
I love to polka when I'm dancing with my sweetheart. I will always love her, and I know we'll never part. We'll still be dancing as the years come and go.
Another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my letter can. Oh, what a girl in my eye.
I don't know. No matter who does that song, I just love it. Anyway, Lawrence Dukow and the Red Raven Orchestra there. It's just another polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour. I should do a show once and play nothing but different versions of that song. Yeah, nobody would like that, that's for sure. Here's the German Americans and the Golden Stairs Polka.
Thank you.
There you go, German-Americans and all there, and the Golden Stairs Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I don't know how the weather is where you are, but up here in northern Minnesota, man, we've seen snow, we've seen rain, we've seen ice, we've seen sleet, we've seen 30-mile-an-hour winds mixed in with all that. Man, I tell you what, when winter shows up, it's like, hi, poof, I'm winter. Adapt accordingly. The older I get, the more I don't like it. But I ain't moving. I got way too much crap. We moved into this house almost 30 years ago with the attitude that we were never moving again. My daughter says when me and the wife die, they're just going to put an admission sign out front, charge admission, and turn it into a museum. Ah, here's the Naturals. Of course, Whitey is singing. It's the Sweet 16 Polka.
Spotkałem dziewczynę piękną, tak jak wiatr.
La, 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 la.
Spotkałem dziewczynę piękną, tak jak wiatr.
A miała 16 lat. Ona chłopców nigdy nie całowała.
La, 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 la.
Ona chłopców nigdy nie całowała. Całować nie umiała. Hej! Oj, co ci twoja mamusia mówiła?
La, 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 la.
Oj, co ci twoja mamusia mówiła? Ja jakieś lalki bawiła. Jak prawy chłopaczek przyjdzie, to poznać.
La, 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 la.
Jak prawy chłopaczek przyjdzie, to poznać. To mu twoją rączkę dasz. Dziewczyno, czy będziesz moja?
La, 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 la.
Powiedz mi, dziewczyno, czy będziesz moja? Czy będziesz moja żona?
There you have it there. That is the Sweet 16 Polka. That's the Naturals. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. That is an awful lot of information. Coming up, we're going to have our 78 of the week. I told you it's a winter song because it's Thanksgiving week, so we're kind of launching into the holiday season. It's not a Christmas song, technically. It's just a winter song, all right? So remain calm. What else we got coming up here? Got the Earl Schmidt Orchestra coming up here. With a really nice-looking 45 from Oxborough Records from back in the day. Looks like it's brand new. Fritz Bechtel's going to have our waltz for the show coming up in a little bit. And will you listen to Johnny Bomba and the orchestra do the Clap Your Hands polka? I'm going to get ready to roll with our 78 of the week. So there's a lot to do here.
Thank you. let's have a party, clap your hands. Let's have a party, let's have a party, clap your hands. Let's have a good time, let's have a good time, stamp your feet. Let's have a good time, let's have a good time, stamp your feet. Clap your hands, stamp your feet, everybody join in and repeat. Clap your hands, stamp your feet, that's the rhythm of the happy beat. Clap your hands, stamp your feet, everybody join in and repeat. Clap your hands, stamp your feet, that's the rhythm of the happy beat.
There you go, Johnny Bamba there with the orchestra and the Clap Your Hands Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Told you now we were going to do our 78 of the week. I think it's been about a year we started doing at least one record on 78. Back to the shellac record days here on the show. And this one, technically, you could have probably had on a 45 because it's from 1952. It was out on Coral Records. Coral Records, yes. Say the words. And I don't have a 45 of it, but I have a really nice, shiny, good-looking 78. So are you ready? It's more of a winter song than a Christmas song, but winter songs automatically become Christmas songs. We've talked about this. Here's Kenny Roberts and the Sleigh Bell Polka.
Listen to the sleigh bells ring, jingle, jangle, jingle, jing. Everybody loves to sing and dance a sleigh bell polka. Listen to that tinkly noise, here comes Santa with the toys. When he comes, the girls and boys will dance a sleigh bell polka. Jingle bells, ring it loud and clear. Jingle bells, Christmas time is here. Santa Claus is on his way, he'll be here on Christmas Day. When the music starts to play, they'll dance a sleigh bell polka. Sleigh bells ring, jingle, jangle, jingle, jing. Everybody loves to sing and dance a sleigh bell polka. Listen to that tinkly noise, here comes Santa with the toys. When he comes, the girls and boys will dance a sleigh bell polka. Jingle bells, ring it loud and clear. Jingle bells, Christmas time is here. Oh, Santa Claus is on his way, he'll be here on Christmas Day. When the music starts to play, they'll dance a sleigh bell polka. Ringing loud and clear. Jingle bells, Christmas time is here. Santa Claus is on his way, he'll be here on Christmas Day. When the music starts to play, they'll dance a sleigh bell polka.
There you go, Kenny Roberts. That's 1952. That's our 78 of the week there, doing the Sleigh Bell Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We still have to get our official waltz in. Got that coming up in a little bit. I promised you the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. That's what I did. Here's the Redbird Polka.
Thank you.
I saw you dancing along there. That's the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. And, that was the Redbird Polka. Like I had to tell you that, right? I'm going to get our waltz track down here. Wait a minute. I almost put Earl Schmidt the wrong color record dealy here. All right, there. We got that fixed up. We're going to do Happy Richie and the Royal Airs here with Joanne's Polka. I'm going to get a waltz ready. So, dancers, you're coming up next.
Sweet girl, her name's Joanne, and if you saw her, you'd understand. Lovely brown eyes and lovely brown hair, oh Joanne, you're so dear. Lovely brown eyes and lovely brown hair, oh Joanne, you're so dear. I was so lonely till I met you, and you came and changed. And a very gay, please let it always stay. Now I'm so happy and a very gay, please let it always stay. Joanne, my love for you, dear, will never end. Goodbye, my sweet Joanne.
There's Happy Richie and the Royal Airs there, and Joanne's Polka. Apparently Joanne's making Richie very happy. That's why he's Happy Richie. She's making somebody happy anyway. He could just be singing about the situation. I really don't know. Waltzers, are you ready? This is one of the few times I actually promoed an upcoming waltz ahead of time in the show. I have Fritz Bechtel in the orchestra, and there's some good singing in this one. This is the Prettiest Girl in Idaho Waltz. Here you go.
The prettiest girl in Idaho, Idaho, Idaho. The prettiest girl in Idaho promised to marry me. No wonder I learned to love her so, love her so, love her so. No wonder I learned to love her so, she's pretty as she can be. Ruby lips and golden hair, eyes of blue, skin so fair, she's a girl beyond compare. That's easy to see. The prettiest girl in Idaho, 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 the prettiest girl in Idaho promised to marry me. Girl in Idaho, 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 the prettiest girl in Idaho promised to marry me.
Yo, Fritz, Bechtel and the Orchestra, Prettiest Girl in Idaho. And let's see, that record was made, well, certainly in the 50s. So that's, I feel like 60, 70 years ago, something like that. There weren't that many people in Idaho then. I mean, there's not that many now, and there was way less then. I don't know, maybe she didn't have a lot of competition. I really don't know. Well, I sit here in the studio, and as I mentioned to you, I'm doing this show ahead of time because I've been out with a surgery deal. Hopefully next week I'll be back with a normally kind of scheduled and recorded and done show so I can tell you how I'm doing, because as I do this, I really have no idea. But I sit here in the studio today and I look out the window and it's been raining all darn day and it's been like 33 degrees, so it's right on the verge of turning into ice and snow. And yeah, we've had a couple of inches of rain in just 3 or 4 hours here. And it's icy cold rain with winds gusting to 30 and it's yucky. Here's Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band. It's the Rain Rain Polka. All right, there you go. Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band there and the Rain Rain Polka as I sit here watching the rain pouring down outside. And I thought, you know, it did make the rain seem a little more cheerful there for a couple of minutes, don't you think? Remember that record they had? What was that? Oh, no, don't let the rain come down. Remember that? My roof's got a hole in it and I might drown. Who was that? The Rooftop Singers, I think. Back in the folk music days. Ah, yes. Now I realized that a little bit ago we played the Earl Schmidt Orchestra doing the Redbird Polka. And it just seemed to me like if you play the Redbird Polka by Earl Schmidt, you could play the Redhead Polka by Elmer Scheid in the same show and maybe not even get confused, right? There you go, Redhead Polka, Elmer Scheid, and the band. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I'm kind of having a bummer this week, kind of on a bummer. Is that proper phraseology? I'm on a bummer. I'm having a bad trip. I don't know. No, but with the surgery I have coming up, you know, you're supposed to not get sick. Because, like, you know, if you show up with a cold or something, they might not do it. And my grandson, who's like my favorite hangout person in the world, has had a terrible cold this week, so I have not visited him at all, and he has not been over to the house at all. I saw him a little bit, like a week ago, for like 2 minutes across the living room, and I was like, hi, dude, we'll see you later, and man, I miss playing with him. I'm kind of having a bummer trip there. Anyway, was thinking of him there for some reason. Anyway, Joe Krajcek and the Beertown Band coming up. Is that what that is? Krajcek? Krajcek. I'll never remember how to say this one. Anyway, I got to play this before I play that, though, so hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
I'm going to try to get two more songs in here. We'll see if I can do it or not. Joe Krajcak and his Beertown Band. I think that's it. Here's the Red Raven Polka. There you go, Joe Krajcak and his Beertown Band out of Hubertus, Wisconsin. Hubertus. I don't know. Anyway, I should just quit talking. That's Red Raven Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I had been hoping to sneak in a second record, but the old clock on the wall and the old time listed on the record says it ain't gonna fit. So I guess we'll just wrap this sucker up for another week, and we'll gear up to come back next week and do it all over again, all right? Why not? Same place, same time, like they say on the old Batman TV show, you know?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. I'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.